Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Two, it was allowed, and as I said, it was for convenience.
Michael
and
Savage
it was
here.
My
We're
practice
running
to communicate
Hillary Clinton
with State Department and
explaining
other government
away
officials on their .gov account.
The Watergate
so
scandal of our time
would be automatically saved in the State Department system to meet record-keeping requirements, and that indeed is what happened.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the first
State
question
Department
that Madam Hillary
to
took was from Turkish
some of
television.
Emails, which I'm very glad
she went right past U.S. reporters.
Madam Secretary, can you...
Andrea? Andrea, thank you, Andrea.
Andrea Mitchell, what a reliable source.
Can you explain how you decided which of the personal emails to get rid of, how you got rid of them and when, and how you'll respond to questions about you being the
Federal Reserve Chairman's wife gets to ask the first
secondly,
U.S. question.
Could you answer the questions that have been raised about foreign
contributions?
Yes,
Ms. Breezy.
Middle Eastern countries
Andrea
like
Mitchell
Saudi
should
Arabia
be in sackcloth
that abuse women
in San
violence
Quentin
against women to the Family Foundation, and whether that disturbs you as you are rightly celebrating 20 years of leadership on this issue.
What in the hell
well,
is
those are two very different questions.
About?
Let me see if I can take them in order.
What does this have to do with women?
Some of the
it's about a cover-up.
Going through the emails, there were over 60,000 in total sent and received. About half.
This is the Savage Nation. We're listening to Hillary Clinton double talk the world.
And about half were personal that were not in any way related to my work. I had no reason to save them, but that was my decision because the federal guidelines are clear,
yes,
and the State Department request
right
was clear.
Cattlegate.
For any government employee,
we follow
it is
the
that
guidelines
government employee's responsibility to determine what's personal
we
and what's
we follow all guidelines.
I am very confident of the process that we conducted.
We're all so open and honest with the Clinton
produced
Foundation.
And
we only take money
like
from Saudi Arabia and Pakistan.
See the emails, they will have an unprecedented insight into
high
government officials' daily.
Oh, a high government officials. High on what, though?
Quite interesting. And with respect to the foundation, I am very proud of the work.
Oh, here we go again. What does this have to do with anything? Nothing. Andrea Mitchell threw her not a softball, but threw her a prepared statement prepared by the Clinton Foundation.
And the results that have been achieved for people.
Turn her voice down now. You know what you're listening to here? You're listening to agitprop. You're listening to propaganda of the lowest order. You're watching Hillary Clinton get away with, let us say, something that a Republican man couldn't get away with. Let's make it very mild. She takes questions first from Turkish television, then from Andrea Mitchell, the wife of the former Federal Reserve Chairman, a really reliable source from MSNBC. Ms. Breezy, next question. Let's hear it.
Stand for and what we're working on.
Secretary.
Hi, right here.
Secretary Clinton.
She's sort of squashed, so we got to.
Hi, Secretary. Hi. I was wondering if you think that you made a mistake in either in exclusively using your private email or in the response to the controversy around it, and if so, what have you learned from that?
Well, I have to tell you that, as I said in my remarks,
I never make a mistake. I'm a high government official.
Probably.
And we high government officials never make mistakes.
I've used two devices, but I have absolute confidence that everything that could be in any way connected to work is now in the possession of the State Department.
Oh, that's a reliable place to put it. Wait, turn it down for a minute. You hear this? All the emails are in a reliable place in the State Department under John Kerry. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it through him, because you know how transparent they've been. Maybe Marie Harf can give a speech for Hillary Clinton about the transparency. Maybe she can recommend a jobs program for her. Let's hear her again now. Look at Ms. Cheshire Cat there.
Did you or any of your aides delete any government-related emails from your personal account?
No.
And What lengths are you willing to go to prove that you didn't? Some people, including supporters of yours, have suggested having an independent arbiter look at your server, for instance.
No.
We did not. You know, in fact, my direction to conduct the thorough investigation was to err on the side of providing anything that could be possibly
does anyone know what they're listening to?
Viewed as work-related.
Look at our eyes, man.
That doesn't mean they will be by the State Department once the State Department goes through them. But
you see those droopy lids from those nights awake worrying about this?
Care, you know, we wanted to
hold on. Turn her off for a minute. Would it be wrong for me to suggest that we send her a Hemi, a truck full of Chaminade for those the bags under her eyes? I mean, they're one of my best advertisers. If the woman's going to run for office, she needs something to work on those lids, because this is not very good, that 12 o'clock shadow from being up late, crunching, you know, eliminating emails. Would the sponsor of Chaminade send her a truckload? She may be more camera ready by 2016. I hear it works immediately. Let's hear what she has to say about
And the process produced over 30,000, you know, work emails. And I think that
working mails? 30,000 working mails?
Request from the State Department.
Shelby has 30,000 working mails working on burying what she has in the emails.
Personal communications from my husband and me. And,
my husband. A great husband. That's some husband.
I believe I have met all of my responsibilities, and the server will remain private, and I think that...
You mean like the IRS server is private?
...will be able, over time, to release all of the records...
Yeah, in the year 2075, when I'm running the world. Mrs. Clinton, why do you continue to lie like this and think we believe it?
Two quick follow-ups. You mentioned the server. That's one of the distinctions here. This wasn't Gmail or Yahoo or something. This was a server that you owned. Is that appropriate? Is it? Was there any precedent
for it? Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is, because I'm a high government official.
Security officials. And do they have full access to it?
We have a right, because we're high government officials, to have private everything.
Separately, will any of this have any bearing or effect on your timing or decision about whether or not you run for
president? No, not at all.
Well, the system we used was set up for President Clinton's office, and it had numerous safeguards.
Saudi money.
It was on property guarded
Pakistani
by the
money.
Secret Service, and there were no
security
breaches.
Did she say Secret
Server
or Secret Service?
So
I know what she
said. I think that the
she had it on a Secret Service server.
The use of that server, which started with my husband, certainly.
Who did she serve, and when did she serve it? Is the question.
And,
that you know, that's the germ of the whole controversy, Jim, which is.
Sort of future.
Who did she serve, and when did she first serve
future
it?
Future issues. I trust the American people to
make
their decisions.
Yes, we're such a noble people.
Political and public.
The American people are so noble.
I feel that I've taken unprecedented steps to
sure you have.
Provide these work-related emails. They're
whatever you do, please don't release
domain.
A yoga video of you on YouTube doing yoga before the
Americans
election. I beg you.
Find that to you know, interesting, and I look forward to having a discussion about that.
Well, thank you very much now. We're heading over to Marcy Park for a jog.
How can the public be assured that when you deleted emails that were personal in nature, that you didn't also delete emails that were professional but possibly unflattering? And what do you think about this Republican idea of having an independent third party come in and examine?
Well, you know what I think of Republicans.
Well, first of all, you would have to ask that question.
A bunch of
testosterone
deficient white males.
The way the system
not
works,
like my bill.
The federal employee.
Not like my man.
Individual. Whether they have one device, two devices, three devices, how many addresses, they make the decision. So even if you have a work-related device,
by the way, she's making a mistake in doing
account,
this.
You choose what goes on that. That is the way our system works.
The and more so she talks, the worse it looks. Am I right? Is anyone listening to me talk about this?
Of
does anyone know? Hold it. Turn around. Does anyone know what we're listening to here? This is Hillary Clinton lying her way through a press conference on her hidden secret email account. Turn it back up. She's doing terribly, by the way.
And again, those will be out in the public domain.
I can't take the Cheshire smile. I can't stand people to lie and smile at the same time. It bothers me. What's the smile? Is that like surgical?
Madam Secretary,
I don't like surgical smiles.
Madam Secretary, excuse me. Madam Secretary,
again, Madam Secretary,
the time you were Secretary, were perfectly clear that if a State Department employee was going to be using private email. That employee needed to turn those emails over to the State Department to be preserved on government computers. Why did you not do that? Why did you not
along
with State Department rules until nearly 2 years after you left office?
Good job.
So the President of the United States said that he was unaware that you had this unusual email arrangement.
He's busy playing video games.
The White House Counsel's Office says that you never approved this arrangement through them.
The President was playing video games with Estonia.
Why have you apparently caught the White House
What is she giggling about?
And just one last political question, if I might. Does all of this affect your decision in any way on whether or not to run for president?
Well, let me try to unpack your multiple questions. First, the laws and regulations, in effect, when I was Secretary of State, allowed me to use my email for work.
And that anyone who doesn't agree with me will be summarily executed.
Under the Federal Records Act, records are defined as recorded information, regardless of its form or characteristics.
And you're listening to the one and only Michael Savage.
It was my practice to
the White Owl of Talk Radio,
government officials
peering into Hillary Clinton's remarkably ineffectual double talk. And by the way, turn her off, because let me tell you something. There's a rule involved, which is the more you talk about something, the worse it sounds. And it's not sounding good to me. And personally, this could undo her career and her desire to be the first woman president of the United States of America, because this is not playing very well. Let's hear another minute of it, then I have to take a quick commercial break.
In the State Department or any other government agency that I was emailing to at a .gov
no good.
Account.
It's going bad.
What happened in
she looks like a little
mouse late summer. Early
a special mouse jacket
is
for the
that
occasion.
The State Department sent a letter to former secretaries
little,
of state, not just
the
to
pearl
me,
button by the neck,
asking for some assistance in providing any work-related emails that might be on
later
the personal
in life, and men
email.
Have no hair. I don't understand.
And
that.
What I did was to direct
we lose our hair and they
know,
gain
my
hair.
Counsel to conduct a thorough investigation.
The problem is we lose the hair on top of our head. We gain it like on our back, our hands.
Providing anything that could be
our nose. It comes out of like weird places as we get older.
They did that. And
turn her off. I mean, this is absurd. I feel like I'm watching a bad propaganda film from 1930s China with somebody with surgical cheeks. Okay, one more. I can't stop watching it. Come on, one more minute of her. This is too much. I mean, the news is amazing. Can we blow off all the advertisers and sponsors and lose our show? We can't do that. I can't do that.
I'd be happy to have somebody talk to you about the rules. I fully complied with every
rule. Oh, you're right. Sure, because I wrote the rules.
Were you ever specifically briefed on the security implications of using your own email server and using your personal
address to
email with the president?
What security?
I did not.
I share everything with Iran anyway.
Classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material, so I'm
really?
Certainly well aware of the
right. I mean, look how well I did with Benghazi. I know about security.
Did not send.
I mean, the ambassador to Libya. Look how well he's doing as a result of my knowledge of security. Oh, come on, I know about international. Look how well Libya is doing as a result of my knowledge of security.
Personal and private about matters.
I mean, we overthrew the government in Egypt.
We
try to install the Muslim brother. Don't tell me I don't know about security. And by the way, what's your home address, by the way, sir?
Privacy and that particularly of other
folks,
people.
I'm sorry. I'm having too good a time. We'll be right back to take more of this truck full of lies from none other than Hillary Rodham Clinton on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We just heard Madam Hillary Clinton, would-be ruler of the world, try to explain her use of a private email account while she was Secretary of State. She said she originally used a personal one for sheer convenience, while the unreliable, untrustworthy State Department tells us it will make all the emails available to the public. How do you feel she did? Do you feel Hillary Clinton did a good job in defending her position, in saying it was a matter of convenience only, she wasn't hiding anything? We know that she has no history of hiding anything. I mean, if you look back on the Clintons' career, they never hid anything. They were very transparent That is until Congress stepped in. And we have no reason to doubt the fair lady. As we well know, she's an honest woman and a good woman and actually one of the most brilliant women in the history of womanhood. Look what she's accomplished in the Arab world, and look what she's trying to do with starting World War III with Putin, calling him Hitler. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. Only in America could a hack like this, a retreaded hack like this, even think she could run for the presidency. And that's a product of a dumbed-down public that would keep Barack Hussein Obama in the presidency for so long. But okay, this is one man's opinion. Obviously, it's not a shared opinion of the entire nation. Line number two on the Savage Nation, tell us what you're calling about from WMAL in Washington.
Yes, this is Dee, and I'm calling about Hillary's cover-up of the cover-up of the next cover-up. They are like a pool of paralysis administration. Even Obama lied about the very same topic, and Josh Not-So-Earnest came out and revised his life. They are all about party over people, no matter what.
Okay, I know many people feel that way. Let's go to the next caller, line number one, WABC in New York City. Go ahead, please.
I'm waiting for Hillary to yell out, at this point, what does it matter anyway?
Okay, you win the prize of the opening. You win the prize of a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. That's a good one. But how do you think she did? Did she maintain her composure?
No, she is not containing it. It's going to get worse. And she has said thorough investigation 10 times already.
No, but I'm saying, did you watch it or did you only hear it on my show?
I'm listening to you on your show.
Okay. Stay on the line. We'll send you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. More important than ever. Line number nine. You're next up on the Savage Nation from WJR Radio. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know, I don't trust Hillary as much as I trust Bill. But when you're asking us, what did we think of it, her press conference, I'm listening to it on the radio. First time I listened to WJR for quite a long time. Well, I would have liked to hear it, but you kept talking over it.
Well, that was my job. Otherwise, you could have listened to it on NPR. See, that's how that works. My job is to be the outside viewpoint, saying to these political figures what you're thinking. In other words, screaming at them the way you would like to be screaming at them. That's my job. I'm not national propaganda radio. This is the Savage Nation. More on Hillary right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
To the State Department. At the end, I chose not to keep my private, personal emails. Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding or my mother's funeral arrangements, condolence notes to friends, as well as yoga routines, family vacations, the other things you typically find in inboxes.
Okay, so of the 60,000 emails on the server that she had on her private account, she's kept half of them, nearly 30,000, calling them personal. Why should we believe her? Why should we believe her? That's the question. Who are we going to trust here? And look, this wouldn't be a controversy if she was not controversial. And the reason she is controversial is because she was Secretary of State when the embassy in Libya was permitted to be overrun by Islamists and our ambassador and several brave men killed, despite the fact that we happen to know that there were men in the military ready to go, able to go, waiting to go, and somebody gave a thumbs down on aid to that mission to stop it from being overrun. Five generals were purged by Obama shortly after Benghazi. One admiral was purged, all on trumped-up charges. And why do we assume for the moment that some of this information is not in those 30,000 so-called private emails is the whole question. I mean, let's be clear here. I can keep goofing around about her eyelids and her yoga sessions, but it's serious business. Never mind two devices. There wouldn't be a controversy if it wasn't a controversy. So what she's saying here today is that, well, the email controversy is nothing. She said, I opted for convenience, and the private email account is going to remain private. It's not your business. But I'll tell you what's in the private email account. And she told us, it's about this, it's about that, my mother's funeral, da da da. But it has nothing to do with the people's business. Do you believe her, yes or no? 855-400-7282. I would assume most people who listen to this show are not favorable towards Hillary Clinton to begin with. Let's start with that. We have a biased audience listening to the show. This is not NPR. This is not MSNBC. This is not a division of the DNC. This audience is comprised largely of the disaffected American workers and voters who feel that they're being shafted and lied to on a daily basis by this administration. And they're terrified that more of the same will happen if this draconian woman is permitted to become president again. That's what their fear. And they're praying to God in plain English that this will bring her down. But let me tell you something. Don't pray too hard. Because if Hillary Clinton is brought down by this email scandal, as she might be, there's someone far worse, in my opinion, waiting in the wings. And her name is Elizabeth Warren. If you think Hillary is bad, you have no idea what bad is until you look into Elizabeth Warren. But I'm going to take your calls now on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Richard on WABC in New York City. Richard, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. Thank you for taking my calls. Good speaking to you again. For her to say that none of the emails were classified is completely ludicrous. Even if she deems them, which she doesn't have the correct authority to deem anything unclassified, there's classified, secret, top secret, and far more levels of Department of State security measures that need to go on every single email before you push send. And with that, every embassy, every email chain, they have something called an operational security plan. This is to prevent these hackers that you speak about in your ads, these people that are trying to hurt men and women of the United States, just like myself. I'm an Army officer. And trying to hurt us and our families, an operational security plan to prevent this from happening. If you tell a name, a time, a meeting, you take five unclassified email and you make it a secret email. That's how it works, and it's a hole that is in our security, and it's by the top levels.
Well, let me see if I follow you, Richard. You're saying that the so-called private emails, first of all, may not all be about personal business. That we can assume is true. But you're saying something else. You're saying that by using a private server, she exposed others to danger. Is that what you're saying?
If I'm telling you that I'm meeting Stacy for lunch in an embassy, is it classified? Absolutely. Just because you deem it, and, oh, it's not classified, it's unofficial. I'm just telling you I'm meeting a coworker for lunch. If you are in a foreign country where you can be targeted, killed, or kidnapped, this is a danger to every single Army personnel, military personnel.
I see. So by going to the private server, she exposed people to risk.
Absolutely. The purpose of the classification of emails, when you push send, a message will pop up saying, where would you like to classify this email as? In the military, if you pick the wrong one, you are liable to have your security clearance pulled and go to jail because you violated security measures.
Holy God, that's amazing.
One email. So imagine if you have the audacity to send, if I was sitting in a task force downrange and I decided to get on Facebook and message my friends, imagine the implications that I would go through.
You mean you're sitting, okay, you're sitting on an aircraft carrier and you just go on Facebook on a private account and what? They can literally coordinate where you are?
There are numerous measures that the enemy can take, and that's why it's called operational security, and every single Army officer and soldier knows about it. That's why they know not to post Facebook messages. That's why they know not to post meeting places, types of uniform, vehicle damage. It is the stuff that will put us in danger. And
so no Instagrams in the stateroom?
No selfies, sir. Absolutely.
No selfies in the stateroom. That's reserved only for the commander-in-chief.
And Roger, absolutely.
Right. Only he's permitted to send selfies because he's above the law and he loves himself so much. Hey, Richard, let me send you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. I think the book is more important today than it was yesterday. Stay on the line. That opens up line number two. On the Savage Nation, I see the WMAL is calling again from Washington, D.C. Dave, go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, very pleased with your book. I'm about 10 pages away from being finished on it. It's fantastic. And I certainly think that you need to be the next president of the United States, because if you straightened out everything in this book, we would have a great country once again.
Let me say this. I'm going to say again. I know people say that, and all of us in talk radio love to hear it. I am not a politician, never have been, never will be, don't have the temperament for it. I'm a thinker and a writer and an orator. I am only the president of the Teddy States of America. I have only one individual in my nation, and that his name is Teddy, and he's a 10-pound poodle. He's the only person or the only being I can possibly hope to ever control. But having said that, Dave, the architectural plan laid out in Stop the Coming Civil War for a new America, I think, is worthy of serious consideration, and it has, as you know, attracted a lot of attention. But the reason I'm pushing it again is because it's very important that we see what Obama's doing. But let's go to Hillary now, Dave. Do you think she sold this well?
She is just repeating herself and what she did with Benghazi, Dr. Savage. Absolutely. And she's always going to be like that. She's going to be just like Barack Hussein Obama until someone stands up to these people. They're going to always run roughshod or try to run roughshod over whoever they can.
Yeah, well, that's the way they are. They see the world as them versus the world, them versus everybody out to get them, and they'll do anything and everything in order to make sure no one stands in their way. And, you know, by the way, when it comes to Hillary, I'm sorry, she has a track record. It's not very pretty. And they can only put perfume on a pig so long until that perfume wears off. She has a horrible history in government. And you don't have to go back to Cattlegate and all of those other ancient stories. All you got to do is look at her tenure as Secretary of State, where she was the lady in waiting to be president, and take a look at the tenure as Secretary of State. It's abysmal. It has been a disaster for America and the world. I don't give a rat's, you know what, about her emails. Her tenure as Secretary of State should sink her possibilities. That's my opinion. 855-407-282. Let's go to San Francisco. Eric on KSFO Radio. Go ahead, please, Eric.
Thank you, Michael. Your comment about Hillary saying, well, I've turned over all of the official emails, everything else is personal, reminds me of the play Guys and Dolls, where Big Julie is shooting craps down in the sewer with his blank dice saying, don't worry, I remember where the spots used to be.
You mean no one can see the dice, and he tells them where the spots are on the dice that they're looking at, and then he tells them who won and who lost?
Exactly so, and
because that's funny. No, what nerve she has! She has 60,000 emails on a secret server, and she has half of them are personal. I'm not going to release them.
That's right. But
okay, so look, Eric, you're a savvy guy. Many members of her own party have told her to come clean. Do you think that this is going to go away after today?
Go away after today?
Yeah, I mean, you think that guys like Durbin and Feinstein, who have been calling for, her to release information, do you think they're going to stop carping on her now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if DiFi will condemn Netanyahu for speaking his mind after he was asked permission or any objection from the White House, no objection. Now they're all dumping on him. Of course she's going to get a pass.
DiFi had the lowest moment of her sick career when she attacked Netanyahu. I knew she was a lowlife. I didn't know she would go that low. But I noticed that over the weekend, Dianne Feinstein, of all people, is calling for transparency by Hillary Clinton. How is it we never hear anyone calling for transparency from Dianne Feinstein?
Because they have their own definition of words.
Well, we have no newspaper in San Francisco. It's a mimeograph sheet put out by Willie Brown. We understand that. Okay, but the fact of the matter is Dianne Feinstein has many clouds hanging over her head. Why is she suddenly so vociferously attacking of Hillary over the weekend? You want to hear my vibe? This woman, the Queen of Diamonds, Feinstein, actually thinks that she could bring down Hillary and she could be the candidate for the presidency. That was my opinion when I heard Feinstein attacking Clinton in a soft way. She's actually trying to bring her down, and she's going to step into the ring. That's my guess.
That's interesting theory. Absolutely.
It's a theory, but is it an invalid theory?
As the guy who jumped off the Empire State Building told himself as he passed the 57th floor, it's so far so good. I mean.
I sense that you write cartoons or jokes for a living.
No, I do not, but we live.
You're a funny guy. and you've got a great sense of humor, which is what we all need to keep, along the lines of my forgiveness speech of yesterday on did you hear the White Owl show yesterday?
I did. It was a fascinating show. Thank you so much for sharing it.
I can't ever do anything like that again. A, I never had another dream like that. I doubt I will. And two, it was too revealing. And three, I think it went over the heads of 98% of the audience.
Well, nobody else in radio could do it, Michael.
I admit that I'm in a category of my own. I'll have to say that and have the little halo burnished on my head tonight. But the fact of the matter is, I want to correct something on my White Owl show. Remember I said yesterday the only hope for us is to not play into Obama's game and to practice forgiveness because he has none in his spirit? That was my main point. I think people don't understand what I was saying. I didn't say accept what he's done and what he's doing. I said forgive him for what he's done and what he's doing. There's a huge chasm between forgiveness and acceptance, as you well know, Eric. And I never implied we should accept what Obama has done and is doing. I said we should forgive him for it. Two different things. I thought I would clarify that. Eric, stay in the line. I'm sending you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. The minute I return, we have two open lines at 855-400-7282. The number one topic today is Hillary Clinton. This is a huge story. Make no mistake about it. She's the heir apparent to Barack Obama, God forbid, but she is. The Republicans have not yet listed one candidate who can stand up to her, so far as I can tell. Not that they're not better people. They are. But I don't think they're going to be able to handle her. Now, she finally broke her silence about the hidden emails. I don't think she did very well. Perhaps you disagree with me. Do you think she's out of the hole? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
Took the unprecedented step of asking that the State Department make all my work-related emails public for everyone to see.
Okay. On the face
I am very proud of the work that I and my colleagues and our public servants at the department did during my 4 years as Secretary of State.
Well, you've done a great job. That's enough. Thank you. You're patting yourself on the back. You wrecked the Middle East. You set off a new Cold War. Great job, you and your hardworking staff. But listen, she said she deleted 30,000 personal emails of her 60,000 emails in total, pertaining to her daughter Chelsea's wedding, her mother's funeral arrangements, her yoga routine. Now, we don't want to read about her yoga routine. We don't want to read about her mother's funeral or Chelsea's wedding. It's not our business, nor do we want to read it. But how can we be sure, let's be clear, that those 30,000 emails were only about her daughter Chelsea's wedding, her mother's funeral arrangements, and her yoga routine? We can't be sure. She's a public servant, and there would be no controversy if there was no controversy. So we don't have any reason to trust her. The whole issue is about trust, and we have none for her. Her own party said open up on this. So I don't think she did a very good job. Maybe you disagree with me. WMAC, Joe, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, again, with the eyes. You know, it's the only thing missing from that press interview was Fred Astaire and music. That should have been a Dancing for the Stars.
So you're not a fan. You don't think she did well.
Oh, no. No. And her condescension, you know, like, I can't believe we're having to have this conversation. And, you know, and the eye rolling in her head, you know.
Yes. And look at the first, you know what was grating? First of all, she was an hour late on the lines of Barack Obama, another a prima donna. What a message that sends to our children about showing up on time. But let's put that aside about these imperious public officials that we have now that we have to tolerate. The real issue here is, do we trust her or not? She has no trust, which is why it's become a controversy. I personally think that we need all of the personal emails right now, and she cannot redact any of them. Because even one of them saying, don't go to the aid of Ambassador Stevens, or don't, anything pertaining to Benghazi would be condemning of this woman's career, and we can't afford not to see that. My opinion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The vast majority of my work emails went to government employees at their government addresses, which meant they were captured and preserved immediately on the system at the State Department.
More and more people are comparing Hillary Clinton to Richard Nixon. Her press conference took place at the United Nations, where Mrs. Clinton was participating ho-hum on the UN Commission on the Status of Women. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. They're all so oppressed. Now, as you know, Hillary is widely considered a Democratic frontrunner in the 2016 presidential race. And she said she used her private email address for convenience and to separate her official and personal messages and to keep them on a single device. So of the 60,000 emails on that personal server, the private server, the secret server, we'll call it a secret server. For reasons of convenience on the Savage Nation, we'll call it a secret server. She kept a secret server for secret emails, and there were 60,000 such emails, and she's releasing 30,000, claiming that the other 30,000 are not our business. Now, those who asked the questions were basically handpicked. The staffers would not take questions that were inconvenient. She began by making brief statements on women's rights, blah, 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 U.S. nuclear negotiations with the terrorist state of Iran. And once she was finished, her spokesmouth, Nick Merrill, handpicked which reporters got to ask questions throughout the press conference. Any journalist who attempted to get his or her question in outside of the process was stepped on. You're not going to believe this. The first person called by the stooge praised Hillary's work on behalf of women's rights, and asked if the email controversy was sexist. I swear to God. And the first person called was a reporter from Turkey, of all places. This is astounding, isn't it? So he asked, if you were a man today, would all this fuss be being made? Said the reporter from Turkey. Hillary, of course, said, well, I'll leave that question for others to answer. Then there was some aggressive questions. And look, if you heard it, you heard it. If you didn't hear it on my show, maybe you heard it somewhere else. I wasn't impressed. It's more of the same of what you'd expect from the Clintons. She's unattractive at any speed. And you have to say that I'm telling you that's an important factor. Why would they consider this woman a front runner when she has no charisma whatsoever? She brings with her terrible baggage, not only from her years as first assistant to Bill Clinton, but her years as Secretary of State. Themselves stand on themselves, and they're horrendous. Now, we know all of this, and we know that most of my audience doesn't like her because she's Clinton. And they don't like Democrats in general because they're socialists, New World Order, hate our borders, hate our language, hate our culture types. We get that. But I'm asking you a simple question. Do you think that she made her case well enough to put this to rest? I don't. Say, well, you would expect that from Michael Savage. Of course he's going to say she didn't do well. Let's move on. What difference does it make? The fact is it makes a big difference because this is Nixonian. This is very much a repeat of what did she know, when did she know it. 30,000 emails on her mother's funeral, on yoga, and her daughter Chelsea's wedding? Do you really believe that? 30,000 emails of the 60,000 on those three issues? I don't believe that. And there's a very, very big story here. And, you know, look, I can't be profound every day. Yesterday's show was the most profound show I've done in 20 years, in my opinion. Which is the Obama We Were Slaves Who Built the White House onto the White Owl. And if you want to get a snippet of that, I have 10 minutes of it up, 20 minutes of it for free on michaelsavage.com. And if you're a fanatic of the show or an aficionado or interested in that part of my mind or self or such, it's on michaelsavage.com. But look, today is not one of those profound shows. I had no dreams last night. In fact, I went to bed praying I'd have dreams. I tried to have dreams. I begged for the owl to return. I wanted to be profound today. I couldn't. It was an ordinary night with another hangover, just like every other night. It was just another night with a hangover and unable to sleep kind of night. I made the mistake of eating in the Indian restaurant I said I would never eat in again, where the two dogs almost killed me and Teddy. It was a month that I didn't go back. I dared go back, and true enough, everything was just the same. I had a smashing sodium headache and a hangover from the beer. At least it was consistent. And, you know, the way to look at it is I didn't get food poisoning. In other words, it was only a hangover, and it was only a high blood pressure headache. So I brought home a meal from the restaurant, figuring, well, the worst I could do is just have some more high blood pressure and a headache. But at least I won't die from takeout from one of the bad Chinese restaurants, which is what I ate for lunch, which is the Indian food left over. I'm having a good time because I feel that the Hillary story is the whole story. And I personally think that she could be finished here. And it's not only because she's got something to hide, which is obvious, and it's not going to go away because she didn't do a good enough job of making it go away. I happen to think that there are those in the Democrat Party who want her out of the way. They know that she's not as big as she thinks she is. She's not as electable as she thinks she is. They want someone else to run. And I have a sneaking suspicion that Dianne Feinstein put out the vibe yesterday that she liked to run. She did it on Sunday, rather, on one of the shows, saying that Hillary Clinton should come clean. I heard in her voice the dream of her life that she, too, could be president. I mean, after all, if Obama could get away with what he's been getting away with for all these years and still be president, why couldn't Dianne Feinstein be president? I mean, after all, nothing would ever come up about her steering contracts, not with the supine press we have. None of the allegations that have been surrounding her and her husband all these years would ever see the light of day if Dianne Feinstein ran. And her miserable, horrendous track record, sitting on the Senate Intelligence Committee while terrorists are running freely around the globe and attacking the CIA, why, that would be gold to those on the left. She's a perfect candidate for those who would destroy America. But getting back to Hillary Clinton and that, what do you think? How well did she do? KSFO Renee, welcome to the Savage Nation from San Francisco, the heart of the monster. What's on your mind, Renee?
Well, I have 2 points. First, you know, everybody has an email account at work. They know better than to use it at home. So right there, you know, she's playing. I think she lost kids or young people because they know this is not true. You have a separate account. So
wait. Let's see if I follow you. You worked at NASA, it says, and you said she's lying because she said what?
Well, when you have a government, when you work for the government, they give you your own email, right? Just like any other place. Any place you work, you get a work email. So if she had an office somewhere, obviously she had it at work. If she took a computer home, she has to use the .gov email. So
Okay, but you're saying she set up a separate one on her own server.
But she can't do that. If she's doing government work, she has to use the government email.
Okay, but she said she didn't. Well, actually, she said she did. She said she did do government work and that there are 30,000 of the 60,000 related to government, right? Isn't that what she said?
Well, that she's saying that she's, of course she's lying, because they give you your own email account. If she was going to do government work, she would have to use the account they gave her for her email. But she's not. So, you know, she's definitely hiding something. And my other point was...
Well, let's go into that. What do we all suspect Hillary Clinton is hiding in the 30,000 emails she will not release?
Oh, my God.
What do you think is in there? Let me hear what you think.
Well, I think Benghazi definitely is in there. As far as I'm concerned, she's a murderer. So... You know, and who knows what else. But that's
do you think, as many intelligent people do, that the military was ready, able, and willing to go in and save the ambassador and those Marines who were protecting him, and she was the one who gave the thumbs down?
I think it was her and Obama, and he still doesn't say where he was that night. Maybe he called her on her personal email. I don't know. But I know she's lying about... You know, she had to use her...
Well, Renee, you raise another question. Obama's lying when he says he learned about this in the news. He's the most powerful man in the world with access to all the spying of the NSA and every other agency. And we have to believe he gets his information from the news. That's so patently absurd, we just dismiss it. Do you think that this controversy could bring him down?
I could only hope. You know,
I mean, in other words, if she gets ensnared with these 30,000 private emails... That by hook or by crook, they get released somehow. Maybe someone will hack into them and release them. Do you think this could bring down this whole corrupt edifice?
I think they're both going back and forth right now, saying, if you say this, I'll say this, and if you do this, I'll do this, and I think they're both nuts. So who knows? These are not normal people.
No, I understand. Power madness is something we can't understand.
Absolutely.
Many of us are control freaks, but you don't know the level of insanity of politicians. Anyone who wants to rule over others is in a class by themselves. It's one thing to want to control your own life and control those around you and tell them to stay away from you. That's something that most strong-willed people live with on a daily basis. It's quite another thing to want to control people to the level that politicians need to control people to get a sense of emotional calm. It is a sign of madness, frankly, and I agree with you. Renee, stay on the line. I'm sending you. What book am I sending you for staying on the line? No, she's got to tell me the name. Renee, what's the name?
Stop the Coming Civil War.
You got it. Stay on the line. Now, one other point before I take a break, which is this. I feel she failed. I frankly don't think she should have given a press conference. I think she made a huge mistake. I think she could have released the same statement by email, by the way, and gotten a lot more mileage out of it by letting it go away. She's made a huge error here. The first rule of a cover-up is you don't start explaining it, because it means you're covering something up. And the more she talked and the longer she went on, frankly, the more it looked like she was covering up some very serious public business here. And I personally think she's finished. That's what I think happened here. And I believe you're going to see it in the next few hours or the next few days by what her own party says. Not forget about the Republicans or what I say. Wait and let's see what Dianne Feinstein and Dick Durbin have to say. And then we'll know which way the wind blows. We're going to be looking for those responses. And if they should pop up during the next hour or two, we'll have them for you right here on your local station. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
When I got to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department. Because I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and for my personal emails instead of two.
I was screaming before the show, praying to God, because she waited an hour for this. And I said, oh, God, make it happen just when my show opens. And it did within 2-3 minutes of it. So I've been very fortunate today. Now, look, here's a bombshell. You're not going to believe this. Hillary said that many of her emails were with Bill Clinton. She said that she emailed with Bill. But Bill Clinton's spokesman says he only sent two emails in his entire life. Hello? Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? She said she emailed with Bill. But Bill's spokesman says he's only sent two emails in his life. So he's throwing his wife overboard. I think he's afraid that she's going to go down. He doesn't want to go with her. I'm telling you, it looks to me like, whoa, not good. Yeah, an article came out in the Washington Examiner saying, wait, Hillary said she emailed with Bill. But the thing is, he says through his spokesmouth, he only sent two emails in his entire life, one to Monica and one to the laundry. Or somewhere. I don't know where those two emails went. One was to Monica about the dress and one was to the local cleaner. I don't know. But look, let's be clear here. We can laugh all we want because we're the peanut gallery. We're just the people. We pay their salaries. This is grand theater. We wait for these days because we like to see the high and the mighty suffering, just like we do. We like to see the high and the mighty sweating, just like we do. In fact, we like to see the high and the mighty fall every once in a while, just like we do. We don't want to believe that they're above the human condition. And right now, she didn't do a very good job. I think she really screwed it up very badly. I frankly think that there's almost no way back from this. It doesn't matter whether the Democrats don't care. And you may be right. I have a caller saying, well, let me take the caller. Jimmy on WABC, go ahead, please. You say it yourself.
Okay, Mike, and I could just picture Joe Biden right now sending prank emails. First thing we have here is a national security breach by the administration if they didn't know that the Secretary of State was using a carrier pigeon. And the bottom line is, Mike, These scandals do not affect the Clintons. People have to realize that. And I know what the Republicans are going to do next year if she's the nominee. They're going to be talking about Iran and Bill Clinton's girlfriends. Remember, in 2008, Hillary had more votes than Obama. They had to go to the superdelegates. Those are elected officials by Democrats to put Obama over the top.
No, no, I understand all of that. You're saying that no matter what happens, she's going to be the nominee.
Right, no matter what happens.
And no matter what scandal surrounds her, women are going to vote for her because women can't help themselves.
Well, liberal women. Liberal
Democrat women, I get it.
Exactly.
They don't care what she's found doing. Doesn't matter.
Right, unless there's a superstar minority candidate and they went to Obama like they did in 2008. Because in 2007, on talk radio, everybody was screaming Hillary was going to be the candidate. And I said, no, I called and I said, the window of opportunity is closing on her in 2007 because the minorities are starting to take over the Democratic Party. I was correct. But now whoever...
Jimmy, you're good. We should have you on as a regular. So who's going to win on the Republican side?
Right now, it's an open game for anybody because nobody is distinguishing themselves, Mike. They're echo chambers of each other.
Yeah. So you're not a big fan of Ted Cruz?
No, I'm not a big fan of Ted Cruz.
Why do you think Ted Cruz can't be the front runner?
Well, because he doesn't want to address the big issues of our time. When the Republican candidate, forget about a leader, it's the...
You're good. No, you're good. He won't. And he weasels on many issues.
And he won't...
For amnesty. He's against amnesty. He's not strong enough, and he doesn't take strong positions. I agree with you.
And you don't get to the position where he is in without the establishment helping you. It looks like to me that these guys are just a designated make-believe conservatives against the make-believe.
I know many people who espouse the very same thought, Jimmy, that they're not real. They're not really there, and that she's whoever they run is going to win. That's the nightmare out there. Jimmy, you really know a lot about politics. How come?
Because I've listened to the Michael Savage Show, the Bob Grant Show for years. That's where I got my education. That's where I tell people I get my education from.
Well, you're smarter than the boss, though, Jimmy. You're more insightful. Hold on. I'm sending you Stop the Coming Civil War. Give it out to a souvlaki man on the streets of Manhattan. My compliments. I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
We went through a thorough process to identify all of my work-related emails and deliver them to the State Department. At the end, I chose not to keep my private, personal emails. Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding or my mother's funeral arrangements, condolence notes to friends, as well as yoga routines, family vacations, the other things you typically find in inboxes.
I'm speechless. It's unbelievable to me. Hillary said she emailed with Bill, but the thing is, according to the latest report, hubby Bill doesn't use email. At a press conference today, Hillary Clinton said the server that housed her emails while she was Secretary of State, which was housed at her home in Chappaqua, New York, was set up for President Bill Clinton. She also said that some of the personal emails she deleted were between her and her husband. But this is what just came out. Just before Hillary began the press conference at the UN building, The Wall Street Journal reported that Bill Clinton does not use email. Quote, the former president, who does regularly use Twitter, has sent a grand total of 2 emails during his entire life, both as president, says Matt McKenna, his spokesmouth, the Wall Street Journal reported. After leaving office, Mr. Clinton established his own domain that staff use, but Mr. Clinton still doesn't use email himself, Mr. McKenna said. One of Bill's emails was not to Monica or to the laundry, was to astronaut and former Senator John Glenn. The other was to U.S. troops. But Hillary Clinton said during a press conference that her email server contains, quote, personal communications from my husband and me. So which one of the Clintons is lying? Or, if you want me to be a liberal, which one of the Clintons is not telling the whole truth? A spokesmouth for Hillary Clinton did not immediately respond to the question as asked by the Washington Examiner. So where does this go from here? How does she handle this from here forward? What is she going to do next? Well, she's probably next going to say it's anti-woman. That would be the first place to go. Anti-woman. And then it's going to be her political enemies. By the way, here's some good news for those of you who are gun nuts. Did you hear the good news? The ATF waves the white flag and kills the AR-15 bullet ban. You didn't know that. They responded to Trey Gowdy and to all the Republicans who stood up for the Second Amendment. They saw what Obama was sneakily trying to do. He was trying to use a backdoor method of banning all ammunition. And the ATF waved the white flag and they stopped their move to ban the AR-15 bullet. That happened today. Now, what else happened today is equally important in many ways. You know who signed another executive order. That's right. In the middle of the Hillary Clinton email controversy, your boss, Boss Tweed, Junior Doc Obama, signed another executive order, and I'll tell you about it in a few minutes here on the Savage Nation. It's to do with college aid and this and that. Disaster for Hillary. She said she emailed with Bill, but spokesmouth claims he has only sent two in his entire life, both while president. Now, you know, this means a couple of things, truthfully, as I said in the last segment. It means that Bill's protecting himself. As we all know, they've always had a competitive alpha-alpha relationship. Alpha male, alpha female. He's tried to undermine it the last time. I wouldn't say that Bill Clinton is trying to undermine her chances to be president, although God only knows what goes on in a person's mind. I would say he's trying to protect his own behind. Because if she's saying that he's a cover for her, that she emailed with Bill, what can he say if she hadn't? I mean, at the end of the day, he's an entity unto himself. He's got a legacy to live with, both good and bad. And it's not all bad, by the way. And the fact of the matter is, he's got to cover his behind. So he's saying, no, well, look, I only sent two emails in my entire life. So that's making his wife an absolute liar. I don't know what's going on here. It seems to me that she's finished. I think you're watching the end of a very interesting political arc. I really do. And it'll be none too soon for me. But look, don't celebrate too soon, because waiting in the wings are people that may be much worse than her. She may be seen as far more centrist than the maniac Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian. Elizabeth Warren's so-called progressivism is so out of the ken of the United States of America's norms that you're going to pray to God that Hillary Clinton did run. See, I'll be the first to say it. So, yeah, she's lying and this and that, but watch out. Be careful what you wish for, because if she goes, who's next? Who are they going to run? See, we're not thinking it beyond that. Yeah, I get it. How would you like to have Elizabeth Warren as president? That maniac, would you like to see her in the Oval Office? How would that work out for America? 855-400-7282. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. And I'm giving you all the news, too. There's a lot of other news here. The Obama 2014 Christmas vacation in Hawaii cost taxpayers $3,672,000 in transportation expenses. Big deal. Big, big deal. What difference does it make that Barack Obama spent $3.6 million on a Christmas vacation and you paid for it? What difference does it matter that $2.4 million was spent in transportation expenses for Obama's July 2014 West Coast fundraising trip? Big deal. Obama Hawaii Christmas vacations over the past 3 years, of course, we the taxpayers, $15.5 million in travel expenses alone. Big deal. He's a big man. He's entitled to a big vacation. After all, don't other stars have big vacations in Hawaii? And isn't this annual tradition for the family and their unity more important than what it cost us, we the little peons out here? After all, he has the seventh Hawaii vacation. Is he not entitled to go back to his homeland? The documents came from the Department of the Air Force in response to a Freedom of Information Act request filed on January 5, 2015. Cost for the trip to Hawaii to the West Coast and to Martha's Vineyard cost nearly $3 million alone in transportation. Obama spent 17.8 hours in the air round trip at $206,000 per hour, bringing the total cost to taxpayers to $3.6 million. Now, this is all being obtained as a result of Judicial Watch's investigations. So three vacations to Hawaii cost $15 million just in transportation expenses alone. That's not Secret Service. That's not for the ice cream cones. That's not for whatever bones Bo may get over there if they take them. But that's a big number, by the way. No president could get away with this other than him for obvious reasons. Do we have to say why? For their Christmas vacation, the Obama family rented the same plush oceanfront estate they've used for the past several years in the so-called wealthy neighborhood of Kailua. It's not really that wealthy, by the way. It's kind of a schleppy neighborhood. It's located near Honolulu. It's a horrible beach, incidentally. When I lived in Hawaii, I never went to the beach. It was known as rocky, and the water wasn't very good. The four-member Obama family spent his extended two-week vacation at a palatial mansion with 13 bedrooms, a prime location on Kailua Beach, and blah, 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 blah. Below the lawn lies the famous beach, up which the waves roll majestically 24 hours a day. Big deal. As a man said to me who owns a beachfront estate in Florida, if you've seen one wave, you've seen... he said to me, if you've seen one wave, you've seen them all. He did. He was so jaded, this guy. If you've seen... What's the big deal, a beach? I mean, it's far more exciting to be in a hotel in Manhattan, frankly, and look out the window than to see the waves rolling at you. I mean, one beach is like another. It's not really a nice beach in Kailua. It's flat. It goes out forever. It's like a yucky beach. And he is entitled to a vacation. I just think he should be paying for it himself or one of his supporters. I think it's kind of unseemly because of his fundraisers and his trips. But what am I going to say to you? You know, nothing's going to come of this. They're out of control. They're treating Air Force One like an Uber ride. Our military deserves better. The Secret Service was stretched to the breaking point by this man's abuse and abusive travel. And there's no question about it. He doesn't care about the burden he places on anyone with his vacations, his getaways, his basketball, his video games, whatever. After all, he said he didn't watch the Netanyahu speech, which occurred exactly a week ago today, Tuesday. But he didn't have time for it. He was on a video conference with someone from Estonia. Can you imagine a president saying a thing like that? But let's go back to Hillary. That's the big story. You know, you missed another Hillary thing that I captured before the show. And you have that, Jim? She gave a speech at the UN before it. And the first thing she talked about was income inequality. This is absurd when you consider how wealthy she is, the kind of money they've raked in, the style of life that they lead. And she's talking again, classic Marxism, about the poor. Listen to this. Do we have it ready, Jim? Fire it away.
I think it's fair to say we are here to build on the progress of the past and seize the promise of the future.
Oh, please.
And it is an honor as I look across this hall to see so many leaders from business, diplomacy, government, civil society. A real gathering of those who share this commitment.
A real gathering of grifters looking to get something out of the deal.
Each and every one of you. Because women and men who understand that gender equality is just morally right.
Why don't you talk about the rape of the Azerbaijani and Christian women in the Middle East instead of this rubbish?
Are growing in number. We may be
approaching this is why she's not qualified to be president.
But we have to keep
she thinks suddenly it's 1985.
Over and over again.
Suddenly it's a 1985 model Buick about to come out.
Companies and smart for countries.
Yeah, she's still pushing women's rights in this country. The most woman-friendly nation on earth. Instead of talking about what's being done to women in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, this is what we have to listen to.
Now, some of you, as I gaze out,
I got a migraine
were with me in Beijing back in 1995 at the Fourth World Conference on Women.
By the way, the Peking duck is better than Beijing duck, for those of you who want to know the subtle difference. Beijing duck is greasy. It's like fried. It's horrible. I had a Beijing duck. It was disgusting.
Of women and girls in
what?
Every aspect.
What is she up to now?
Society.
Women and girls, blah, blah, blah. Okay,
together,
yeah.
As the Secretary General said, we...
Okay, turn it off. You know what she reminds me of when I watch her with that fake, with the surgical cheeks? The eyes scare me. Every time her eyes stare at me, I feel I have to run to the men's room. She is one frightening lady. I don't like frightening women. They remind me of my first grade teacher who wore very bad cologne. It used to get me sick headaches. She reminds me of a bad first grade teacher who's about to punish me for something I don't even know what I did. She has that feeling about it. Doesn't she? Like, she's a punishing kind of woman. She brings out misogyny in men who ordinarily like women. I don't know what she does to women. I don't think women like her. I've said that for years. I think she's eminently unlikable by anybody. I don't understand this. I think she anointed herself as the candidate, but nevertheless, her tenure as Secretary of State, putting aside her personal, let us say, uncomeliness as a human being, her tenure as a Secretary of State should have shunned her from even seeking office. She's got to know that all of the things that she's done to this world and this country during her tenure as Secretary of State should have, undone her candidacy. How does she have the audacity to think she could just BS her way through the cover-up on the emails today? And what is she going to do when Benghazi comes up? The same thing. And how is she going to explain away the Arab Spring, killing Gaddafi when he said, don't kill me, Libya will descend into chaos, and the tape is around of her going, we came, we saw, he died. Do we have that, Jim? I bet you can dig that up. I mean, look, we have it. We're not the only ones who have it. It's in the public domain. She was the one who laughed about the killing of Gaddafi, and look what's happened in Libya. And don't forget what happened soon thereafter. The whole nation blew up. Benghazi blew up. Chris Stevens was killed. The Marines who were guarding him were killed. People died. You know what I'm saying? This is not just politics anymore. We lost an entire country because of her supervision. She was the supervisor of the Secretary of State. And because of her supervision, this is what happened. And I don't think she's qualified, frankly. And I think her enemies are going to come out of the woodwork on the Democrat side. Plenty of them on the other side. And I think that you're going to see that she may have to withdraw now. She may have to spend the rest of, I don't know, a matter of convenience. She says no rules were broken, but the server will remain private. Sorry, that's not going to fly. I don't know who's going to accept that. Meanwhile, the bullet ban was shelved. The ATF drops the proposal to outlaw the popular type of bullet for the AR-15. Campus bigotry is out of control now in America. The anti-Jewish, anti-Israel climate is driving severe anti-Semitism. It's coming from the radical left and from the Palestinians and other Arabs who have been permitted to enter our college campuses and balkanize our college campuses like they've never seen before, turning our campuses into little Middle Eastern cauldrons of hatred against Jews. Suddenly, it's the 1930s on America's college campuses. Thank you, liberals, for what you have fostered. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
We went through a thorough process to identify all of my work-related emails and deliver them to the State Department.
Lie, lady, lie.
At the end, I chose not to keep my private, personal emails.
Server.
Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding or
you
my mother's
you're going,
funeral
let's
arrangements.
Hear the song, please.
Condolences.
Come on, I'd rather hear that.
Friends.
Lie, lady, lie. Lie across my big bad server. The wannabe Democratic president said she deleted 30,000 emails and you're never going to see them. Drop dead. Goodbye. Let's move on. What difference does it make? I'm still going to be president. So just suck it up and forget about it. That's all. I've deleted all my personal emails and the server will remain private. Now move on. There's nothing to see. Take a walk, Johnny. Okay? What do you know about anything anyway? I know what's best for the country. Half her inbox has not been handed over, and she said she used one account for convenience. Now drop dead. That's all. So what do you think's going to come of this now? I don't know. You tell me what's going to happen. Lie, lady, lie. Yeah. I don't like that Mao jacket she wore, I'll tell you that. That gives me the chills. Mean. 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 Just mean. Mean. Kind of woman who drove thousands of men into other men's arms.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Adult content. Psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Thorough process to identify all of my work-related emails and deliver them to the State Department.
Server.
At the end, I chose not to keep my private, personal emails. Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding or my mother's funeral arrangements, condolence notes to friends.
Yeah, back again.
As well as
Clinton come,
yoga
before
routines,
they even arrive on the scene, the dirt arrives before them. Here we are. Before they're even back, the dirt hits us in the face in advance of the arrival. 60,000 emails, 30,000 she either deleted or is keeping. You can't see them. There it is. Before she's even running, the filth hits us in the face. It's unbelievable to me how history is repeating itself. Haven't we had enough of the Clintons? How much more can we take of them? Before she's even running, the dust storm hits us in the mouth. We're running for cover, racing into our houses, sealing the windows and doors, turning on the air filters. Here she is. The circus is back in town. My God, can't they go away? How much more can we take of them? The Clinton years are back. It's unbelievable to me. And it's all over her practice of using a private email account, obviously to cover up her disaster as Secretary of State. And what we all suspect, which we're never going to be able to prove, I suspect, is that it has something to do with Benghazi and thumbs down on saving them and telling the Air Force and Navy not to strike. That's all. I mean, that's what's behind all of it. What do you think we really want to know? Her yoga postures? You think I really care about her yoga? Her yoga. Yoga, yoga, yoga. I don't care what she does. I mean, just the whole idea of her doing yoga unto itself, I'm sorry, brings out misogyny in me, and I don't have very much in me. I don't want to know about her doing yoga. I don't know why she had to bring that up. Why must she do yoga to begin with? Why is it de rigueur for women of that age to be doing yoga now? Well, why? Your husband's running. You do yoga, that's all. But the thing is this. She's not even running, hasn't announced, and right away the cloud hits us already. And 30,000 emails are going to remain private. I'm sorry, she did a terrible job. Mistake, she shouldn't have done it. She made a huge mistake. It was bad judgment to think she could bamboozle the world again. She doesn't have it anymore. You know, she used to be able to get away with her willpower and those crazy eyes. She didn't do it. I'm sorry. Suddenly it's 1990 again. Get out the Buick Riviera. Was it still in business then? It's like, here's the new style for the coming election, and suddenly it's 1990 all over again. By the day ended, and here we were right back to the horrors of the 1990s. Here it was. She made a mistake. Brief press conference, and it was done. And it was a staged event. Her cast tried to control who could ask questions. First, they asked a reporter from Turkey, who immediately said, "Is this sexist, the people being attacking? You hear this?" Well, nah, it's not sexist. You know, right away, that was number one. Number two was a stooge, Andrea Mitchell, who, in my opinion, should be in sackcloth in Dannemora. I can't believe what I'm watching here. Don't we deserve better as America than her and Andrea Mitchell? Do you remember Whitewater? Do you remember Filegate? Do you remember Travelgate? Do you remember Pardongate? Well, most people don't. Some do. It was a terrible time in America. I mean, people died. Planes were falling out of the sky. People were dying in prison. Planes were coming out of the sky. And if you think it's just talk radio stirring up uncomfortable memories, you're wrong. But yet the same creeps who were embarrassing themselves then are back again. James Carville is back. They brought him out from the alligator ranch that he was running. So he came back from the alligator ranch. He's making alligator pocketbooks. What's he doing back? He's irrelevant. I think his wife was in. Wasn't she in talk radio once for about a week? I think he had a wife once who didn't want to go down to Florida in the alligator business. She worked for MSNBC. I can't take it anymore. I just can't. How much Clintons can we take? Don't we deserve better? I don't think you remember, if you're under the age of 50, what those scandals were. But the fact was is that this presidency under the Clintons was marked by one scandal after another. And that's one of the reasons Clinton lost in 2008, in case you don't know it, is that's when she ran for the presidency for the first time, because there was a younger, fresher face who said he would offer change. Well, how'd that work out for us? So here we are, Back to the Future. And the same creeps are back again. There we go. James Carville, Lanny the Smirker Davis, another one who could personally make... Okay, let me stop right there. Lanny Davis, could you imagine seeing him again? That smirker with the clumsy legalistic rhetoric? Don't they ever get tired of cleaning up after the Clintons? Don't they ever get tired of being associated with them? Is there anyone out there who thinks she'd make for a good president and why? Now, she was Secretary of State under Barack Obama. Let's just review that. It was a disaster. A disaster unto itself that should have had a just leave the public stage forever. Get over it already. Stop it. You were Secretary of State and you screwed up. You created the Arab Spring. How'd that work out for the world? ISIS is on the rise because of you. You called Putin Hitler. You've started a new Cold War. How did that work out for us? You set relationships with Russia back 50 years. I don't understand why anybody would vote for this woman. You know, there are other women. Some of them, by the way, are more dangerous than she is, like this Elizabeth Warren. But can't we get a decent middle-of-the-road Democrat on the male side to run? Why must it be a woman now after the first black president, so-called? How'd that work out for America? How'd this experiment work out so far? I love you. Oh, the first black president. That worked out very well so far. The world is in turmoil. The economy is in shambles, whether you know it or not, with a debt that can never, ever be satisfied. Today, he increased the debt again, gave out free money now to college students with an executive action. Yesterday, over the weekend, he stirred up the black mobs on the bridge. Now he's telling the college students he has billions of dollars. Go ahead. Go to college for nothing. Go to college for nothing on me. So he's just trying to build up a voter base. Again, doesn't anyone see what he's doing? The demagoguery. And waiting in the wings is this Hillary Clinton. 30,000 missing. No rules were broken, according to her. It was a disaster for her. It was malarkey. It was just malarkey. It didn't sell. She made a mistake. It shows she's losing her mojo. Because in the past, she would have toughed this out. She wouldn't have blinked. I'll tell you right now. She would have had the guts to say, you know what, it'll blow over. It might have blown over, by the way, if she didn't do the press conference. Now the cat's out of the bag. She shouldn't have done the press conference. She made a mistake. It's that simple. Because this is not going to go away now. 30,000 missing emails only raise more questions. They don't put them away. Notice I'm picking up on Obama's techniques. I whisper now every once in a while. He and Michelle must have trained somewhere. When they really get down with the people, they're talking, all of a sudden they go into a whisper. 30,000 emails. They don't go away. Then they go back to the regular voice. You know, if you learn from the experts, you got to admit Obama has the big Obama when he pauses, watch out, you know what's coming next. Another executive order. But I'll open it up to you. Maybe you see it differently. Maybe you think she came out smelling like fresh roses. 30,000 missing emails. The only question is what was in them? What was she covering up? Can't we get rid of Hillary and Jeb in 2016? Can't we trade them off that if she withdraws, we make Jeb withdraw? Can't we have a new America? Nobody likes either of them. There's no groundswell for her or Jeb Bush. It's just a continuation of a dynasty. One way or the other, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton. We are not a monarchy. I don't like monarchies. But the circus continues. The circus just continues. What are in the hidden emails? What are in the emails? Tell me what are in the 30,000 missing emails. Do you actually believe it took her 30,000 emails to write about her daughter's wedding, her mother's funeral, and her yoga? What's in 30,000 emails? If even one email disclosed that she gave a thumbs down on saving the ambassador to Benghazi, we have a right to know it. 855-400-7282. This is much worse than Watergate, by the way. Incidentally, this is bigger than Watergate. John on WMAL. John, expound on that particular position. Would you please, John?
Nobody got killed in Watergate. That was a break-in that the president didn't even know about at the time. They nailed him because of the cover-up. He was a proud guy. He was trying to save people around him. He didn't throw people under the bus like Obama and Hillary, you know, both Clintons would do. and have done.
So you're saying that Watergate, which brought down Nixon, was far less damning than is. But let me hold it. Let me give it a name. Let's call it. Let's call this email gate.
Watergate.
Yeah, I've just given it a name. Email gate is what I've just named it. It'll be on every server now in America and every radio show by within 4 minutes.
Well, she's exemplary in her own right. I mean, she's got a history of causing problems and luckily getting away with it as James Carville in trying to defend her. He listed all the things that were questionable in the past, and I remember when she appeared before the special prosecutor that replaced Kenneth Starr, I think his name was Ray, and she had this a black coat on with gold trim and everything, and she came out and said, you know, she answered all the questions. They could have nailed her right then for the Rose Law Firm cover-up. And
oh, my God, we have to remember all of that again with the Vince Foster and the gun and the thumb?
Oh, yeah. All,
Marcy Park and the gun on the thumb has to come back again?
But I don't think she got it.
How does a guy shoot himself with a gun? I remember that. It was backwards in his hand. Whoever staged the event, as many people feel, didn't even stage it properly.
Yeah, I don't think that Hillary has had anything to do with Vince Foster's widow since then. I read stories of how they had to keep Hillary in the back of the Foster house when they had the memorial service because his wife blamed Hillary for that. She's the one that brought
up. Well, there's many, many issues swirling around them that are going to come up now, even amongst the younger people who don't know anything about those horrible years. They're going to say, what's all this controversy, Mommy? What was it about? Tell me what Hillary and Bill did in those years. What's Cattlegate? What's Travelgate? What's this gate? What's that gate? What's Emailgate? Who's Vince Foster? All these questions are going to come back again. She really should not have given this press. Look, between me and you, John, not a fan of hers, but do you think the press conference did her any good?
Well, I didn't have time to watch the press conference, but I did read the transcript.
That's what we're all using now.
And I agree with you. Her wearing that, I don't know, that Maoist outfit. I guess she's trying to let us know that she's just a grandmother. She's just, you know, like the grandmother next door. So she wore this.
No, she's covering up anything above. I get it. So she's wearing a button up top to show she's demure.
Yeah, she's wearing this thing. You know, she doesn't want to be flashy like she was, as I said. When
By the way, since we're talking about women in this manner, who do you think is the foxiest woman on Fox?
The foxiest?
Yeah, because I saw their ratings were through the roof, and I was wondering what happened. So I watch it with the sound off, and I realize what's happening. They hired a woman whose figure is better than all the others. And Murdoch staged her with a sharp left, you know, like a Jane Mansfield shot. I think she alone raised the ratings.
Which one was that?
I forget it. Someone in a green dress. She's more beautiful than the others. I think that Martha Washington's in trouble.
Well, Martha Washington is what, Megyn Kelly?
Yeah, I call her Martha Washington.
Yeah, she.
I think they hired a Betsy Ross to Martha Washington now.
Well, overall, I still think Megyn Kelly's the best one as far as beauty and brains.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman, and she's smart, and she's a mother, and we all love her for that.
Very.
But she's got competition now for one reason. Megyn Kelly is given a front facial shot that night. The one during the day they show from the side. I think the ratings are going to go through the roof. You know what sells in this country? Not brains. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
The vast majority of my work emails went to government employees at their government addresses, which meant they were captured and preserved immediately on the system at the State Department.
Here we go again. A scandal before she's even begun. So what can you expect if she becomes president? It's beyond comprehension that this woman would run under the banner of women's rights and the first woman president. And by the way, if she's interested in women's rights as separate from human rights, that unto itself bothers me. Number three, if she's talking about women's rights today at the UN without mentioning the Muslim kidnapping of other Muslims, the Muslim genocide against Christians, then what good does she do the world? What woman on earth who's sane would want her to be president when we have atrocities being committed on a daily basis to young girls? Girls as young as 5 years of age are being raped, repeatedly sold into slavery amongst ISIS. Do you understand what's actually going on? Well, by the way, remember the hashtag bring back our girls from the First Lady about the girls kidnapped by Boko Haram, the murderous Islamists in Africa? Remember the First Lady jumped in on that? Hashtag our girls or something? How come bring back our girls? Where are those girls? How come Madam Hillary hasn't mentioned their fate? Not one word from these people is to be believed. So why should we believe her when she says there were 60,000 emails on a secret server, of which 30,000 we're never going to see? It's not our business. And does anyone out there, even the most diehard Democrat, believe that there were 30,000 emails sent about her daughter's wedding, her mother's funeral, and her yoga class? Even throw in a few more for a dentist, let's say, and a visit for a back pain now and again. It doesn't add up to 30,000. A few emails, let's say, to another doctor. It's not 30,000. And Bill said he only sent two emails in his life. She said she emailed him repeatedly. Doesn't that bother you? Nah, they all do it. What difference does it make?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
But the Democrats are going to say, what difference does it make? They all do it. You know what's coming. The media is going to cover for her. There's nothing new under the sun. But you know what's astonishing to me is that the Democrats have no new ideas. This is what they're recycling. We need the 1990s all over again. Suddenly it's 1990. That's what we need again. All over again, the same thing. And we have a choice now between her and Jeb Bush. How exciting. Just what we need. The latest model is rolled out, and suddenly it looks like a model from 1994. I don't even know when he was president. I began my radio career, I think, based on him. Maybe this isn't such a bad idea. But I think that Elizabeth Warren would be more fodder for me than her. You talk about madness? You haven't seen anything yet. Wait, that maniac comes at us with a tomahawk. All right, what do you want to talk about? 30,000 missing emails and I've got nothing to hide? All right, Watergate, Cattlegate, this gate, that gate, Emailgate. What would you name this? I'm naming it Emailgate. Mailgate is too easy. Emailgate is a slam dunk. There's no better way to name this one. I don't know what others in the media are going to call us, but this is clearly Emailgate. Servergate? No, too distant. I don't know what you would call it. How would you name this controversy? This scandal. A Clinton scandal before she even announced it already. She comes with a waft hitting us in the face. Before it hits, the dust storm hits us. Before she something out of like a play of a figure, let's say, an evil figure, that before it arrives on stage, like a dark cloud hits the audience. If I was staging this in a theater and I wanted to bring some kind of evil force onto the stage as a character and I was writing it as a play, I'd have the curtain go up, flashing lights, and then a dark cloud would be wafted into the audience's face, maybe with some dust in it. And then enter center stage as a woman in a Mao jacket, telling us she's got nothing to hide, but we're not seeing 30,000. I'm perfectly clear. I've got nothing to hide, but I've got 30,000 emails you're never going to see. Wow. What a staged event this one is. It doesn't, you know, this is a, what play am I thinking of? Goethe would have to do this one as a stage play. The music would be Thus Spake Zarathustra is what I would open with if I were doing an amateur play and I wanted to recycle music. And who would play her? Who could play Hillary Clinton? Madonna, maybe, falling off the stage backwards in an outfit with the devil biting the outfit on a Segway. She's finished. How could this government attack the government for doing its job? How could Obama dare attack the Republicans for doing their job as Republicans to send a letter to Iran saying, look, whatever this clown signs with you, we're going to probably eliminate because we know he's selling Israel down the drain and it's not good for our security. Right away, Reid comes out, the Cyclops Reid comes out and says, the GOP Iran letter is empowering the Ayatollahs to embarrass Obama. No, sir, they're doing their job as Congress. You remember that? Remember that, Harry? It's a thing called Congress, that antiquated institution that used to function till you came along and your boss Tweed came along? They're all attacking them for doing their job. Then an Egyptian president, al-Sisi, says the U.S. is not helping us in our war against ISIS on Fox News last night. I was going to play that. Josh Earnest, the Goebbels of our time, who, if there were war crimes trials, he should be number one in the gallo in the docket. All right, number one, Josh Earnest. He says Obama's emails have important scholarly value, like Lincoln's second inaugural. I cannot believe this idiot. What kind of job can he take after this? Earnest, ammo ban a common sense proposal. No, an Earnest ban would be a common sense proposal. By the way, the ammo ban was overturned today. Trey Gowdy says Hillary Clinton not close to turning over requested emails. It's one day after another. Now, Feinstein gave a speech over the weekend that I was going to play. I think we should play it in clip 21. Here is the Queen of Diamonds coming out of the shadows, secretly attacking Hillary because I suspect this woman thinks she could run as well. Listen, 21.
Actually, what I would like is for her to come forward and say just what the situation is, because she is the preeminent political figure right now. She is the leading candidate, whether it be Republican or Democrat, for the next president, to be the next president. And I think that she needs to step up and come out and state exactly what the situation is. I think at this point, from this point on, the server, the silence is going to hurt her.
Did you hear that slip of tongue? The server is going to hurt her? You talk about a Freudian slip. I think from here on, the server is going to hurt her. I mean, the silence is going to hurt her. Wow, I'd like to get her secret. Would you like to have Dianne Feinstein's private email account? What would you pay for that one as a book? You talk about a bestseller. Whoever could get their hands on that one. Who's the hacker in hiding in Russia? I forget his name. Snowden, man. I'd like to see a book by Snowden. Feinstein's is a server. I'd like to hear from Feinstein's servants better. But I think the server is going to hurt her, and then she switches back to the silence is going to hurt her. Now, here's Obama lying and saying, I first learned about Clinton's email address through the news reports. This is phenomenal. Listen to 22.
Mr. President, when did you first learn that Hillary Clinton used an email system outside the U.S. government for official business while she was Secretary of State?
At the same time, everybody else learned it through news reports. Let me just say that Hillary Clinton is and has been an outstanding public servant.
She all right. Tell your story, Walker. All right. So you learned that the most important man on earth, with access to every spy agency in the universe, didn't know that she had a secret email system. That's good. No wonder ISIS is on the rise. No wonder the Middle East is in flames, because he doesn't know anything. He's busy attacking the American people and our liberties themselves. This is amazing. All right, well, you get the picture. I didn't get to any of this. This is like the good old days of radio. I'm starting to think I hope Hillary does run. I actually feel giddy. I don't have to rack my brain to do a radio show. I don't have to disclose my dreams and my personal affairs on the radio. I don't have to turn myself inside out to please you, the audience, with The White Owl, my best show ever in 20 years. If I'm ever asked what was the best show you ever did, one of them would be The White Owl. And the other one would be my interview with Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, which, by the way, remember last week I told you I would look for it? I found it. And I'm not playing it. I'm not going to play it on the radio. I'm not doing it. I found it. I'm having it transferred from an old DAT tape, as I speak, it was done today, to a CD. I'm waiting for the right time to disclose, to expose that interview. You'll get it eventually, but I'm not doing it. Not giving everything away for nothing. Imagine what I would do if I was Rush Limbaugh, man. You'd have to buy, like, a mattress, a Rush Limbaugh a doormat, a mattress, a backstage pass to the inside pass to the backstage, to the left door, to the right. God bless him. He knows how to market himself. I should learn how to do that. I'm not desperate, though. I mean, what do I need all that money for? You pay $29.99 a month. You get an access to $15 a month, and only for $3.99 more, you could take a look inside Rush's kitchen for another 9 cents. You can look into his bathroom for 29 cents more. You can watch Rush Limbaugh put on his socks with foot powder, and for $9.99 more, you could, I mean, it's unbelievable to me, but people pay it. Maybe I should be charging for all of these things. Okay, let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. KSFO Radio, Michael, go ahead. You're on the Savage program. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah?
Am I on?
Oh, God. Yes, you're on.
Yeah, Michael, I called to let you know everybody's asking why this thing
why she put a server in her house. What was her reason? I've heard this echo, I don't know, for several days now, ever since this thing cropped.
Well, that's the first question. What was she hiding?
The why behind this, you got to get past her wanting to hide anything. She actually wants to divulge it to one person, her husband, Billy. He's got this huge reason, huge, to be able to know where she's going and the timing of that and the content walking with her. And all he needs is a private password, her password, to get into that server that's in the house.
Well, you're saying that Bill insisted she set up a private server to keep track on her?
That gives him the edge he wants to collect his money for his International Money Laundering Foundation. No matter.
Well, maybe she wants to keep an eye on a wandering husband.
It's a one-way conversation. All he has to do is read the content and hit the timing, and he's collecting the big bucks. It's all about the money with these two.
Yeah, no, this is one of the greatest scandals of all time in American politics. The amount of money they raked in from foreign sources is the real issue. And for them to then justify and say, but wait a minute, he said, they have a women's college in Saudi Arabia where there are more women enrolled than men. Well, excuse me, but it's illegal to raise money from a nation designated as a violator of human and women's rights. And this woman now poses as a champion of women's rights?
Put yourself in Bill Clinton's head and imagine the advantage he has if he knows where she's going and what the content's going to be. He only has to read it. He doesn't even have to send an email. She doesn't have to send an email. They don't have to have a single conversation. He just works his own timing in accordance with where he knows she's going and for what.
All right, so Michael, you're very emotional about this. Do you think, I don't, but do you think her press conference is going to help her today or hurt her?
I don't think that did anything for her one way or the other. I think it's just more of the same. That's pure Clinton stuff there.
All right. In other words, it's more of her and scandals around her before she even began the campaign.
You had the word down cold, condescension suprema. That's all she knows.
Do you feel that you're back in the 90s again with the same emotional feelings that you're having? I mean, I hear the passion in your voice.
Yeah, well, I remember Clinton. I remember what reason Foster was... I remember the why behind the disappearance Foster made. I know what caused Foster to have to go.
What do you mean? You know personally, or you remember?
Oh no, I remember the entire thing. I was following that death list. It's like that odds thing that they did for how many?
Yeah, no, it's an eerie situation that we're back to that again. And because you're bringing it up, of course, they'll say the right wing conspiracy is out to get her. They'll bring out the same old tired characters to attack us, like that creep with the sneer, Lanny Davis, and the other, you know, sub morons who think they're so smart because they manipulate the law through the judges that they own, in my estimation. We're going to see it all over again. I mean, it's pretty ugly. I thought that chapter in American politics was behind us.
Michael, it's political deja vu.
That's true. Okay, I'm sending you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. Would you stay on the line for that free gift?
Sure thing, kiddo.
It's a special, special gift for Easter. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from.
When I got to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account,
yeah, right,
which was allowed by the State Department,
yeah,
because
right,
I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work,
yeah,
and
right,
for my personal right, emails
Pinocchio,
instead of two.
You don't. Doesn't show the first rule, you get caught in a lie, you don't talk about it. You ignore the thing. She's lost her mojo. The old Hillary Clinton wouldn't have done this. I'm sorry. Remember that movie? I have to go back to the Godfather movie. I'm sorry. Remember when the Turk Salazzo gets the consigliere in the diner, that great scene, played by, I don't remember who played the Turk. He was a great actor. He died shortly thereafter, actually. Great actor. And he says, look, Tom, he says, if I wanted you dead, you'd be dead already. Don't worry. You know, we know you're not in the muscle side of the family. But more to the point, he says to him, let me ask you something, Tom. He says, let's face it, the Don was slipping. Could I have gotten to him 5 years ago? It's the same thing. People get old and they start to slip, and she's lost it. The old Hillary never would have given this press conference. She would have stonewalled this. It would have gone away. I'm telling you. Just like Obama's gotten away with everything by stonewalling everybody and BSing the public and being covered for it by the press, she would have gotten away with this if she if just, you know, dummied up. But she didn't. She wanted to take it on. She thinks that she's so all-powerful. I guess it's from having existed in this bubble of her own entourage for all these years now, where she, you know, she hasn't given a press conference in years, incidentally. And her own staff warned her not to do this. I don't know if you know any of this inside stuff that I'm divulging to you right now in the Savage Nation. I read widely on these things. I may look like I just do it like, you know, with a lasso in my hand like Will Rogers and I'm just talking off the cuff. But I do study these things. Most of her staff said, don't do this. Most of them said, rehearse it. Do a mock press conference. She didn't do it. She went out there thinking that she could just, you know, I'm so great. I'll just bamboozle everyone because they're a bunch of morons and I'm Hillary Clinton and I'm so blah, blah, blah. She didn't do good. I'm sorry. And the big winner here is Elizabeth Warren or one of the other more fanatical women. That's the nightmare here. Many of us on the conservative side are praying to God a patriot will appear in one party who has a chance of winning. You know, there was a time that there were conservative Democrats. Do you know that? Scoop Jackson, back in the era of the 60s, there was a conservative wing of the Democrat Party, pro-military, pro-national security. It doesn't exist anymore. They've all become left-wing fanatics who have erased our borders, language, and culture and have diminished our national security. If a hawkish Democrat appeared, for God's sakes, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? It would give us an option, wouldn't it? But now, with Hillary Clinton faltering, and I suspect this could be it, I could be wrong, no one knows what tomorrow will bring. Tomorrow is another day, and she owns the press, and people have a very short memory, I agree. But if she is finished, let's say, who do you think is waiting in the wings? Someone worse than her. When I say worse, far more leftist than she is. Elizabeth Warren. And I want you to think about that before you celebrate the fall of this politician. Because she lied today and it didn't sell. In plain English, she lied and it did not sell. Right, Jim? And I was so glad to be here for you on the Savage Nation to play for you her press conference live for the first time on radio in the United States of America. Thanks for listening.
Savage.